Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Ches. We are up to Siv Dalet. We are on the second line of page 210. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalet, Kli Shemalachto Laheter. So last night we discussed Kli Shemalachto Laiser. Tonight we discuss the Kli Shemalachto Laheter, which as its name gives off, it is a kli that is used for permissible things. So kli shemalachto leheter, mutter letaltelo afilu eino elo letzarech hakli shelo yeshavre velo yganiv. As opposed to a kli shemalachto leiser, which is only allowed to be moved letzarech gufo, letzarech mekomo, a kli shemalachto leheter is allowed to be moved even for a reason of protecting the kli that it shouldn't break or it shouldn't get stolen. Aval shelo letzarech klal asur letaltelo. But even a kli shemalachto leheter, if you have absolutely no reason to move it, then it is usur to move it. It's going to be hard to come up with a case where you have no reason to move it, because usually we have a reason to do something that we're doing, as we will explain later on in the notes. Kisrei hakodesh v'acholin mutter letaltelom afilu shelo letzarech klal. So one step more lenient is svarim and food. You're allowed to move them even for no reason whatsoever. So we have kli shemalachto leiser. You're only allowed to move it letzarech gufo, letzarech mekomo, not for protecting the item. Kli shemalachto leheter, you can move for any reason, even to protect the item, but not for no reason at all. And svarim and food, you're allowed to move for any even for no reason. Afilu shelo letzarech klal. The Ramah says utfilin ein letaltelom ki im letzarech. When it comes to tefillin, you can only move them if there is a reason. That is clearly the Ramah labeling tefillin as a kli shemalachto leheter. As long as there is some reason, you are allowed to move it. V'shofar osur letaltelo ki'im letzarech gufo mekomo. But a shofar is more chomer, that's osur to move unless it is letzarech gufo letzarech mekomo. So he's labeling a shofar as a kli shemalachto leiser. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah that will clarify everything. Sivkoton chof. Kli shemalachto leheter. V'hu adin im hayo malachto leiser uleheter. This halacha that we're discussing, a kli shemalachto leheter, is not limited to something that's only used for mutter reasons. Even if it's something that's used both for mutter reasons and for usur reasons, that will still be labeled in the category of kli shemalachto leheter. Because gam kein lo makze daitomine, you also do not put such a kli out of your mind, even if it is a kli that is used both for heter and for isur. Ukedera shemalachtu labishal, a pot that obviously is used for cooking, and just sometimes, once in a while, it's used for water or fruit, that's called a kli shemalachto leiser. So it's not enough that it's used sometimes for heter, it has to be like 50-50, that it's mamish used for both. Something that's majority used for iser, once in a while for heter, like a pot, that is still considered in the category of kli shemalachto leiser. Imlo sheyesh ba me'atavshel, unless right now the pot has the food inside of it, so then it would get the status of a kli shemalachto leheter. But the pot without the food inside of it, since it's bikur used for cooking, which is an iser, would be labeled in general a kli shemalachto leiser. Sivkoton chof aleph aval shelo letzarech klal. We said a kli shemalachto leheter can be moved even if it's only to protect the kli, but if there's no reason at all to move it, then it's usur. Hainu, im kol hayom lo yitzrechenu klal. The whole day you're not going to need this kli at all. Aval im yitzarech lo ba'oso yom, but if you're going to need this kli later in the day, v'umetaltelo kadeshiye muchan lo b'shaito, and you're moving it now so it should be ready for later, shari, that will be permissible. But if you're not going to need it later, you don't need it now, you have no reason to bring it towards you, that would be usur. Now if you look at note number 28, we're just going to jump into the fourth line. He says, "V'chein l'gabi ha-mesachik im kli ha-munach l'fonav l'gabi ha-shulchan." Toch k'dei alim. Let's say a person is learning and he wants to fidget with something while he is learning. So, daito shaharei zeh tiltu l'tzorich. That is considered, according to the Chazon Ish, as a tiltu l'tzorich. So saying moving it for no reason is not allowed, but even if you're just fidgeting with something while you're learning, that's called the reason, according to Chazon Ish, and it's mutter. V'chein letaltel chefetz mishum shemafriya lo k'she'enu ma'chse b'yado klum. Same idea. You just feel uncomfortable in a situation if you're not holding anything, so you want to hold on to something. If this in Karel, it says that that also is considered a reason. It gives you chizuk, and that's mutter. V'hosef she'ke'en zeh heishev ha'chazon ish l'sho'alim oso, the Chazon Ish passing that way as well. So it comes out, if you're doing it protectively, you're doing it because you don't want to have nothing in your hand, you just feel nervous, you want to hold on to something, all those are considered reasons. So whatever you're going to come up with, it has to be that there's absolutely no reason, it's hard to find, but then a kli shemata laheter will not be allowed to be moved. However, the next category, which is the kisri HaKodesh and food, are mutter l'taltlam afilu shelo tzara klaus. If katan chabez, pirish. Kol ha-svarim shemutu lukros b'hem. Kisri HaKodesh refers to any svarim that you're allowed to read. V'ayin b'shari tshuva l'inyam Megillah. Look in the shari tshuva what he says l'gabi Megillah. U'prim v'godim mitzadir ke'al-yaw rabba de Megillah nami b'chlal zeh. So the Eliyahu Rabbah says that a Megillah is also included in this category that you can move for any reason, but the Shari Tshuva brings out a different sheet of the Megillah. Let's look at note number 30. Note number 30 brings down what is the Shari Tshuva that say the Gabi Megillah. Kasa b'shem ha-prichadosh, shedina shel Megillah kemukza. The Prichadosh says that the din of a Megillah is like mukza. Mishum shechachamim asur likro ba b'shabbos. Chazal asur, reading the Megillah on Shabbos. And therefore it's mukza. Achein aflo de'azu, but even according to the Shita, writes the Shari Tshuva, b'shein amat Yehuda, she'ein ze'elo b'shabbos shechal purim lios b'socha. That's only when Purim falls on Shabbos. That's when Chazal asked to read the Megillah, so then the Megillah is going to be mukza. Ach b'shar shabbosos ha'shona, but the other shabbosos of the year, ein ha'megillah nidonis k'mukza, the Megillah would not be considered mukza, v'chein kosva kafachayim, and the chen das going to this in Kerelis lahalacha. So again, they're saying a Megillah is mukza on the Shabbos of Purim, where Chazal asked reading it, so then you have no use for it. But a regular Shabbos, it would not be considered mukza, because then you are allowed to learn from it, and there was no gzeira of the Chachamim on that particular Shabbos. That is all what the Shari Tshuva brings down, as the Mishabura says in Chav Beis, Arim b'Shari Tshuva in Megillah, that it is sometimes mukza. But the Mishabura continued and said that Primagadim is mitzad like the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Megillah nami b'chlauza, Megillah is never mukza. A Megillah is a kli shemalatu leheter, it's like svarim, and it's always allowed to be moved. One other interesting note over here is note number 29. Let's look at the second paragraph, Lugabi and Mezuzah. Ulataltu Mezuzah, histapik ha-mincha Shabbos in mutter. The mincha Shabbos is mesupik if you're allowed to move a mezuzah on Shabbos. She'itochin she'nechsheves hi mukza machmas l'sarin kis. It's logical to say that a mezuzah is mukza machmas l'sarin kis. Mishum she'makbid in alu, we're very makbid. We don't just move around mezuzahs, we leave them as they are. V'in v'knisas ha'shabes hoysa mezuzah kavua b'lamakoma she'bebayis. And if when Shabbos came in, the mezuzah was up in its place in the house. V'nofla b'emtza ha'shabes, and it fell down in the middle of Shabbos. Nirisha Usr Lataltala. It seems that it would be usr to move such a mezuzah. Kemo dalso sabayish esparku. Like we'll see later, like the doors of the house that fell off are mukza. Shemavur lekamanch usr lataltalam. So a mezuzah that falls down on Shabbos would be mukza. The af mezuzah shoysa kfulu mekomo v'nafla b'imos achol. Even a mezuzah that fell down during the week. Nirish yesh lahachmir shalol l'taltal. It appears once you be machmir not to move it on Shabbos as well. Mikevan shi ru'uya v'omedas lasr l'makomo. Since it's really fit and prepared to go back to its place, it's mukza. That is the suffix of the mincha Shabbos. Achein, however, das hagon rav yashiv and rav nissen karelit shedina ke kisve hakodesh ve'ena mukza. They say a mezuzah is like any other sefer. It is not mukza at all. Sharei ru'uyehi lilmud ba'parshas Kriyat Shema. You could learn Kriyat Shema from there. You want to repeat Kriyat Shema? So you could repeat Kriyat Shema from your mezuzah. V'im kuruchahi. However, if it is rolled up, v'yevshir l'poscha v'lilmud ba'parshas, you can't open it on Shabbos because of the way it's closed, so you're not able to learn from it. Then from this in Karel it says, a taka would be mukza. But a regular mezuzah stam, you have it rolled up, you could just unroll it and read from it. It's not wrapped to go up in the house. So then, Rav Yashiv says that would not be considered mukza. That would be totally a kli shemata laheter. More lenient than that, actually, that you can move it even for no reason at all. Continues the Mishabura, Sivkotan Chav Gimel. So he said that Svarim and food, you're allowed to move them even for no reason at all. V'hu adin kosos, uka'oros, utzlochios, v'sakin shalgabi ashulchan. This is not a heter that's limited to svarim at the food, but it's also cups and plates and bowls and knives that are on the table. The tadirim b'tashmish that are used often. Lo cholo alayu toras mukza klal. They do not get a shame of mukza at all. Uka acholim v'kisei kodesh dami. They're not even like a kli shemata laheter, which you can't move for no reason. Rather, they are like svarim. They are like foods which can be moved for absolutely no reason. V'alkein mutarim l'taltalon afilu shelo l'tzara klal. So these kalim are allowed to be moved for no reason at all. However, v'yesh machmir mafilu bekelim elu, some are machmir even by these kelim that you shouldn't move them if you have no reason to move them. Sivkoton chav dalud. We said in the Ramah, tefillin ein letaltulam ki'im letzarech. Again, we spoke out that the Ramah is treating tefillin as a kli shemalato leheter. It has to have a reason to move it, but if there's a reason to move it, even to protect the tefillin, it's mutter. Hainu, kidei shelo yiganvu o shelo yiskalklu b'chama v'kayotze b'zeh. For example, that it shouldn't get stolen or it shouldn't get ruined in the sun or anything similar, that's when you are allowed to move it. The hatazu magen avram machmirim. However, the tazu magen avram are machmir by tefillin. The sovereign the tefillin mikri klisha malachto leisser. They say that tefillin is not a klisha malachto leheter. It's rather a klisha malachto leisser. The hare osir lanicha b'shabbos, because you're not allowed to put tefillin on Shabbos. Kanal b'simin lamed aleph, like you learned earlier in Hilchos Tefillin. The alkein, and therefore, Ein letaltulon kiim bitzarech legufan. You can't move a tefillin on Shabbos unless you need it for the guf of the tefillin for a mutter reason, which is what? Hainu kadesh yishmeru me'amazikim. You want to have the tefillin by you so they can guard you from the mazikim. Olu mekomon. Or if you need a tefillin, you need a place where the tefillin are resting. Umikomokom bimikom atchak yesh lehokel kadeh arishona. Even though the Taz and the Magen Avraham say you should treat tefillin like a kli shemalato le'isser, that you should only move them with tzargufa, tzar makomo, l'maisa, the Mishabura comes out and says, in a present situation, you can be lenient like the first shita. If you have an expensive tefillin, you can't replace them, they're going to get ruined. You would be allowed to rely on the first shita that's a kli shemalato leheter, and you are allowed to move the tefillin so they should not get damaged. U'kamoshe kasadu b'simin lamad aleph, b'ber alocha ayin shom, like we said earlier, in simin lamad aleph, in the b'ber alocha. Included in this, they discuss in the notes as well, is if you have your tefillin and your talus in the bag together, and you want to get out your talus to daven on Shabbos, so you're moving around the bag, you're moving around the tefillin, that would be 100% fine. That would be considered really a tzarach makomo. You need the place to get to your talus. That would be permissible according to everyone. Sivkoton chafei. The Ramah then went on to shofar, and he said a shofar is usher to move unless it's a sargufa tzar makomo. A shofar he labeled as a kli shemelachto leisser. Says in the Mishabura, darehu miyuchad letkia. A shofar, as we know, is designated for blowing to usher b'Shabbos, which is not allowed on Shabbos. So it's a kli that it's malacha, it's for isser. The alkein nikri kli shemelachto leisser. And then he says, V'lulav osir letaltalo afilu letzar gufo makomo de'ein olav shem kli klal. A lulav is more chamer than a shofar. A shofar is at least a kli. So it's a kli shemelato le'isser. Letzar gufo letzar komo, you can move it. However, a lulav is mukta on a higher level mukta. It's not even a kli. And therefore, it would be like money. It would be like a rock. You would not be allowed to move it. Letzar gufo letzar makomo. That's why it's very important on the Shabbos of Sukkot to make sure you don't leave your lulav on the dining room table in case it rains in the sukkah. You're not allowed to move it letzar makomo. That would be a serious problem. I mean, obviously, there are ways that we'll discuss of how you can maybe move it. But lemaisa, you can't really move it like you would normally move a hammer that's on the table because it's not a kli shemalato le'isser. It's mukta on a higher level that can't be moved letzar makomo. Let's look at note number 36, which is on the next page on the bottom. So why is the shofar considered a kli shemalato le'isser? Ubetama dover shenelshav a shofar kli. Why is a shofar labeled as a kli? The ein dino kolulav. Why is it better than a lulav? So we're going to see later on sheroi a shofar lishol bo the kadoma. So the reason is because a shofar could be used to like draw water. You could draw something with the shofar. Ubizmanenu nowadays shein shoavim b'shofar. We would never use a shofar to be drawing water. Das agonu shalmazav an arbach shaoser letaltelo afilu letzara gufo makomo. Says the Shlomo Zalman, nowadays a shofar is a more serious iser. It wouldn't even be considered a kli, and you can't move it to a guf to a makomo either. The host of Shlomo Zalman adds on, Shekevan shemakbidim ala shofar umiachtim lemakom. Since people are very makbid on their shofar, they designate a specific place for it. Yitochin shenechshav hu kemuktsa makmas asar and kiss. It could be it's also considered muktsa makmas asar and kiss. V'chein das agonav v'yashav. Achein, however, the Chodesh Elul, Sherigilum with Koa Bishofar Ulislamid, but many people are practicing. We blow every morning, people are Islam playing around with the shofar. Then Rosh Shlomo Zalman says during Elul, She'eno Nershav Kemutsa Mamas Asaran Kis, then it would not be considered Mutsa Mamas Asaran Kis. Then he says, it will be Yontosh Rosh Shana, on Yontav itself, where the midst of the day is the shofar, So then we'll see later on in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Shemutr l'tazel as a shofar kalayom, even after you do the mitzvah, the shofar is not muktzah, you can move it the whole day. Mishum shorowi ha-shofar l'tkoa bo avur anoshim shadayim lo yotzi dechavasim. There's always people that need the shofar blowing in their house, so it's even though you used it, it still might be needed later on in the day, and therefore that would not be considered muktzah. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivhei, Yesh matirim l'talta klishim melachto l'isra afilu mecham l'tzel ayidei kikarotinok. So we said in Siv Gimel that a kli shemalato l'isra can only be moved the tzargufa l'tzar makomo. You can't move it to protect the kli. Here we're saying there are some who are matir to move a kli shemalato l'isra even for protection of the kli through placing a loaf of bread or a baby on it, and that way you're carrying it by really carrying the kli. You're carrying the baby. You're carrying the loaf of bread, and that's how they matir it. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadon Chavav. Lav davka kikar, it's not specifically referring to using a loaf of bread. Hu adin in nosan shar chefetz amutar besocho. It could be any item that is not mukta that you place in it. That would also be grounds to carry the kli shemalato l'isra for protection. Lefi this shita. But vihine deyazu hidas harosh. This shita is the shita of the Rosh. Aval harbe miharishonim cholkim alze. Many rishonim argue on this Rosh. Usvirlu, and they hold. The lohi tiru kikar vitinok ela lemeis bilvad l'tatul al yedehim. This heter of kikar vitinok is really said by a dead body. A dead body is muksa, and for kavod ha-meis, you want to be able to move the dead body, so there's a heter to put a loaf of bread or a baby on the meis, that way you can carry out the meis in a mutter way. So the Rosh extends that to any other kli shemalato l'isra. All the other Rishonim, or many other Rishonim, say that it's only a heter l'gabi a meis, like we'll see later in Simin Shin Yud Aleph of Aleph. Avalo bishar dvar muktza afshu kli. But it's not a heter for any other dvar muktza, even if it's a kli shemalato l'isra. V'chein echriu habi achronim, and many achronim come out like these many rishonim. V'chol zeh dafkim yaniya pesoch ha-kli sh'or dover she'enam yuchadla. But this that we're saying, the other rishonim ha-machmir, is only if you're placing something on that doesn't really belong there. You're placing a loaf of bread on your kli, it doesn't really belong there. Aval imunach sham dover ha-meyuchadla. But if you place something on the kli and that something really belongs in that kli, kemo, for example, shum b'medoicha, sheshochakimba, you put some garlic in a spice masher where you usually grind it up, o shemuna b'kedei reksas miatavshel, or in the pot, which we discussed before, the kli shvat l'isra, but some of the food is in there, lukulya m'mutri l'talta l'akli agav amachal. So then everybody would agree that you are allowed to move the kli because of the food that's in it. This whole machlokas, where the Rishonim are arguing with the Rosh, is putting a random loaf of bread on top of a hammer. So a loaf of bread doesn't belong in a hammer, so that's not going to allow you to move the hammer because of the bread. The Rosh says yes, the other Rishonim say no. But if you have some food inside a pot, everybody's going to say you're allowed to move the pot, which is a kli shemalato l'isra, because of the food that's inside, which really belongs there. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivav. Kol ha-kelim shenishbiru afilu b'Shabbos, any vessel that breaks, even on Shabbos if it broke, Mutter l'taltel shivreim, you are allowed to move around the pieces from the broken kli. Ubilvad shiu ru'uyim l'shum melacha. As long as the pieces that broke off the kli are fit for at least some melacha. Kigon shivri areva. For example, you're allowed to move around the broken pieces from a kli that is used for kneading dough. L'chasos bo hechavis. So the little pieces, it's no longer a dough, a kneading dough kli, but now what it is fit for is to cover a barrel. So the piece that broke off of the kli is fit for another use, so it's not muktzah. Another example is, shivrei zechuches l'chasos l'piapach. If a glass kli breaks, it's no longer a glass kli, but if each little piece is able to be used to cover some kind of container, so that also will be considered a use that it has, and it wouldn't be muktzah. Avalim einam ru'uyim l'shum l'achalo. But a kli that breaks apart and the pieces are not fit for any malacha, those pieces are muktza. The Rama adds on, the imnishbiru b'makom sheicholim lahazik. If a kli breaks in a place where someone could get hurt, kigon kli zechuches shenishbiru al hashulchan of b'makom sheicholim. For example, a glass broke on the table or a place where people are walking. Mutter letatel hashvarin kidei lefanosan shelo yaziku b'hem. Then you are allowed to move the pieces even if they're not of any use, so people don't get damaged. So to summarize, the Mechaber says any kli that breaks, So even though it's not that the pieces are fit for the original use, but there's some use that you can use for these pieces, they're not mukta. But if there's no use for these pieces, then they become mukta. The Ramah just says, but if those pieces are on the floor and they could hurt someone, so even though they're not considered okay, they can't be used for anything, but they're dangerous, you are allowed to move them as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kadon Chav Zayin, the kli broke afilu b'shabbos v'tzalomar. It means to say v'lo aminu. We don't say kaven the me'esmo kli zo lav l'hay molacha koi. We don't say, well, this kli was not fit for this molacha yesterday. So havi le'nola. That's like nola. You have a new kli. You didn't have a cover for your barrel. You had a kneading bowl, and now you have that. So it wasn't fit before. Afal pi came since it's fit for something. Even though it broke on Shabbos and it wasn't fit for this before Shabbos, it's still going to be okay. Sifkaton chavches letalto shivreim. You are allowed to move around the broken pieces. Shivrei kelim hei mechelek sheni shabamukta. Going back to the introduction, broken pieces of kelim are part of category 2 that we discussed in mukta. Mishum dikishen nishburu dami litzroros. Because when a kli breaks apart, it's like pebbles. V'havei mukta machmas gufo. That's like mukta machmas gufo. There's no use for it. It's not a kli, it's usur. Ella, but, kevan shebo mikli. Since they came from a kli, lo botel shame kli mehem. The name of a kli is not nullified from them. Kol zman shiruyim l'shem davar. In other words, a rock was never fit, it was never a kli. But a piece of a kli that broke off was part of a kli, so long that it retains a use. Even if it's a different use, it still retains the same kli. Kigon lachasos, for example, like the Mechaber says to cover something. Masha'en kein bitzros, which is not the case by pebbles, the afal pi shiruyim lachasos, even though they are fit always to cover, lav monahem, they are not a kli. Kemavur besif sh'acharzeh, like we'll see in Mitzvah Shem, the sif afterwards tomorrow. Just to summarize this point in the Mishnah Berurah, a broken vessel where the pieces are broken is like a rock. It should be mukta. The only thing is, a rock doesn't come from an original kli, so it's mukta even though it could cover something. But a piece of a kli which came from a kli and it's still fit to be used as a kli, even though it's a different kli, it never loses the same kli. And therefore, although the rock and the piece of the kli that broke off are fit for the same use now, the piece of the kli retains the shame kli, and it's not mukta, and the stone, which never had a shame kli, is mukta. Sifkadon chavtes, the Ramah said, if a glass kli broke in a place where people are walking, bebeso berechov, in your house or in the street, kilakama misif yuches, like we'll see in Sif Yuches, you are allowed to move the pieces, shalo yusku behen, so no one should get damaged by them. Avol, im hu shel cheres, if the kli that broke was not glass, it was pottery, osur lefanosan, you cannot clear away the pieces of pottery, de'ein motzui kol kach hezek. It's not so common for someone to get damaged by pottery like it is by glass. The glass you can move, the pottery you cannot move. V'afal pi shekeshu dores alem mishabron. So if you leave the pottery kli that shattered on the floor and you walk, you're going to be stepping on it and breaking it more. Mikol moko mutter. It's still mutter to step on it and break it into smaller pieces. The dover she'ein miskavin. It's dover she'ein miskavin. You don't know that the pieces are going to break further. You don't care if they break further. You're not mechavin for it. Therefore, you can walk on it and it's not a problem. V'tafko lefanosim v'yadayim osur. And that which we say the pottery kli that broke, you can't clear it away because it's not so dangerous. That's only clearing away with your hands. Ava mutter l'dechosam b'raglo, but you can push it aside with your feet. The tiltu mukta b'gufo mutter, like we discussed yesterday, moving mukta with your body is permissible. Ukel akamam b'simin shinit alas uches. And again, we had yesterday, just to remind everyone, the machlokas of the Chavetz Chaim and the Chazanish. The Chavetz Chaim says that if it's to prevent a loss or to prevent any possible other damage, even if it's more far-fetched, you would be allowed to go out of your way and move it with a part of your body. The Chazon Ish holds only derech hilucho, only if it's in the way as you're walking, then you can move it with your foot, but you can't go out of your way to move it with your foot. That was a machlokes who said. So yesterday, we'll stop here and continue Mitzvah Shem with Siv Zayin tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.